The Halloween Spooktacular rolls on as we talk about a film from our past that some have seen more than others here in this room.
Oh, of course.
It's Ernest Scared Stupid. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes. That is better.
Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
These sick fucks, you've seen one too many movies.
Now, Sid, don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What the fucking world?
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning into the program, as always, this week. That's right. As mentioned before that theme song that y'all love so much, it's Ernest Scared Stupid from 1991, directed by a certain John R. Cherry III. He just goes by John Cherry.
John Cherry.
In all of these Ernest movies that he directed?
The auteur.
He is. Well, he's behind it. It's him and he's, like.
Is Ernest like the brainchild of this guy?
Kind of.
They are collaborators.
That
John, it's
sucks.
John Cherry and Jim Varney, and they collaborated on Ernest.
Oh, what a
and this other guy who sounds like a lot of fun named Coke Sam. Did anyone see this?
Yes,
guy?
Coke Sam. Yeah,
I did see
that guy is just like ready to go, man.
He is coming to the movie marathon in Pleasantville, New York.
Yo, man, when's Coke getting here?
I mean, how else am I going to stay up all night to host this fucking thing?
Yes, he'll be doing laps in the theater.
Now, do you think there's anyone out there? I know we've got some young listeners.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, Tom. I'm picking random names. Brian.
That maybe
I'm sure there's at least
I want
one,
to freak
Tom.
Someone out, right?
Hey, Meg. Yeah. Put it down. Whatever it is, Meg, just put it down.
Dirty Jeff, listen to We Hate Movies again.
Dirty Jeff, listen, life is worth living.
Wet Sam, stop what you're doing.
Oh, Wet Sam, I thought he tuned out. No, but is there anyone out there who's maybe too young to have lived through Ernest Mania? Because listen, unfortunately, there was kind of Ernest Mania going around.
It wasn't a mania. It was like a mild
an
excitement.
Infection?
Yeah. It was an infection.
It was a rash.
I mean, he's like kind of a Larry a bit, you know, like a good correspondent would be a Larry the Cable Guy. Kind of like, I'm always this character. But actually, Jim Varney, I think, is a good actor. Like, yes. I think he's like a fine performer.
He's a good, and as you can tell from this movie, which is the last Ernest movie to be theatrically released.
Yeah, not the last one ever made, that's for sure.
Oh, certainly no. The video market was ripe for Ernest.
Ernest Mania in the video store.
I mean, this is like, I don't know, the sixth Ernest movie?
Something like that.
He's kind of like a Pee Wee Herman knockoff.
It's
know?
A Pee Wee Herman knockoff, but this guy is like, in the middle of this movie, he's like still making a reel.
Yeah.
Like he's doing all these characters. Like he's fucking auditioning for SNL.
I got to say, I thought of a theory. Steve thought of it too. I talked to him about it earlier today.
We had independent theories that connect.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah.
Is the ancestor of every YouTube personality and character.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right.
You're
he's pre-YouTube YouTube. It's that talking into the camera, doing a big, broad,
a
stupid character.
A bunch of cuts, little costume changes. I'm going to wear my makeup funny.
So he's like,
makeup funny.
My makeup's on funny. How crazy.
So Ernest is like the Fred of the 19...
Fred is the kid I was thinking of.
Like
really.
late 1980s into
Fred.
The 90s.
Now, what is Fred?
Fred's this dude who...
It's really, really, really unsettling to watch this person.
Oh, he like wait, films is he Chris Cabin's real name?
Fred. Chris Fred Gavin.
No, he films himself talking at high speeds and whatnot.
Pretending to be like a kid. Like it's like a grown man pretending to be like a kind of a kid.
Yeah, it's
weird. Oh, right. Yeah, we arrest those people, I thought.
No, it's clowns we're after this year, guys.
No, this is, yeah.
Well, can we just stop and talk about that for a quick second? I mean, this is the this is the fucking spooktacular episode.
And horror is gripping the nation.
This is bone chilling. I mean, we got Donald Trump in one corner. But in the other corner, we got these fucking clowns that are haunting America.
Can I vote for the clowns?
Write them in.
But no, like these clowns, like there was one in the city the other day. This guy goes to get out of the subway.
I don't believe any of these reports, by the way.
This was reported by like major news outlets.
Yeah, all right.
There was a clown.
Yeah, they got papers to sell.
And the clown brandished a knife and chased this dude up out of the subway.
And then you wear one rainbow wig and they label you a clown.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Take out a knife on the New York City subway and see what happens. How did this clown get away? Either he's a maniac cop himself or he doesn't exist.
Well, dude, you don't know. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe it was an inside job.
Or maybe he's like a Jason Bourne clown. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he uses really creative. Like, he's running on top of subways.
Oh, shit. That's fucking terrifying.
That needs to be the film.
I'm taller, clown. Man, a clown getting decapitated. That's great.
If you don't see me at the Jacob Burns Film Center, it's because I had a heart attack on the train because I saw a clown.
I mean, you got to watch it. These are the days leading up to Halloween. I think the clown madness is going to reach like an escalated level.
Yeah, I think they're going to come out in force.
It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah? You guys are?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I ain't afraid of no clown.
So this anyway, movie, Ernest.
We start.
Speaking of clowns, right?
In any movie where you want to start is in earlier, right? Is it says like a long time ago or something?
It says Missouri long ago.
Yeah,
so not only is it long ago, I'm stuck in fucking Missouri for this movie.
POV on a troll. So it's kind of like a Dario Argento movie, like for a minute there.
It starts like the opening of Troll 2, kind of a little bit. We're running
running in the
field there. And
are we burning people at the stake in that movie? Because that's what's they're. They're kind of leaning towards that in this movie.
No, they're not, right?
Oh, no, they bury the troll.
They bury the
troll.
Yeah,
that's right.
They casino him. He goes into a field, and it's a bunch of his troll friends with aluminum baseball bats, and he has to watch his brother Dominic
Vortex, no!
Oh, man.
Not my brother, you son of a bitch! That would be awesome.
I would love to see a bat break both of these noses would be great.
Ernest is using a bat later. By the way, why didn't Joe Pesci ever play a troll? That's perfect.
Oh, I think because he's above that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought maybe because he plays one in real life.
Well, it's also one of those things where, like, you know, when like they pick exactly who you expect to play a troll. So yeah, you never wanted to take. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think in this case, casting some unknown little person was the way to go.
Yes.
So this troll gets led into a trap. He gets buried alive, and there's like this. Jim Varney is playing an ancestor of Ernest P. Worrell, who's like a bishop.
God,
and
yeah.
He's casting a spell. And also, here's the problem.
Phineas.
Here's the thing, guys.
Phineas Worrell. I have to say this.
Yes.
I've seen this movie. Probably 50 times.
God
but
damn,
here's the thing.
Dude.
Everyone in this room is sighing and huffing and puffing because Jim Varney had the audacity to play an ancestor of his. Yet all you guys like Michael J. Fox and the whole Back to the Future playing his grandpappy.
That's stupid, too.
All right. I'm just getting it on record.
And that one doesn't even fucking make any sense because that dude's supposed to be a McFly, so it should have been played by Crispin fucking Glover.
Well, right? You're not getting that guy back in
He got burned.
So the weird thing is when you do like a long time ago in Missouri and then you put African Americans in the shot, I'm like, well, exactly when is this?
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of information I might need.
It's a parallel dimension.
but the long time ago, all right, I thought it was weird too because there's also a line in this where, you know, Phineas P. Worrell or whatever.
Thank you.
Says that like the troll followed them, like the evil followed them from Europe or something, and they dressed like Puritans. So I was thinking the same thing, like what's going on here with this? But then I checked the Wikipedia, and supposedly according to that source of intel.
the WikiLeaks came out about Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah. Jim Varney was all over those emails.
Julian Assange is in Jim Varney's pocket. Okay, I'm just saying that Julian Assange, he's let me down. He's let down America.
My shirt off on the air.
He's a demon.
Figure out why that's relevant.
He's a demon, all right.
Got to take these vitamin supplements. It'll make you not be a demon and make your tits look great.
Big spoonfuls of the stuff.
Catch him in bed with an Ernest.
Oh my god. So according to that, it's like the late 19th century, so supposedly there wouldn't have been I mean, it was still bad.
It was still yes, quite wretched.
Yes. Yeah. So it's an interesting choice for Ernest.
I agree.
Yeah. Yes, what a shock. This Ernest movie didn't deal with the black experience in the late 19th century accurately. One. Oh, Lord.
So they bury this troll alive, and the thing is like, oh, you know, we can't kill it, so I'm casting a curse. So long as this tree remains undisturbed, et cetera, it's going to be fine. We cut to a little girl giving a book report on what we just saw,
right,
which is a great framing narrative, I thought.
Strong writing.
Yeah, because then you can immediately know, oh, okay, so that was all bullshit.
The classmates like say as much. They're like, hey, we thought this was a history report. She's full of fucking shit. And the teacher, who's in multiple Ernest movies. Yeah, she's
the stable of actors.
There's a couple of Ernest regulars in this movie.
There are a few, actually.
Yeah, and this lady's woman, totally one of them.
She wears her pants high.
In what sense?
The teacher?
Like, they're just
up, oh, they're just up there?
Oh, she's physically wearing high pants, is what you're saying. Oh, okay.
But there's some kind of slur.
God, what's he saying about this woman? We got enough problems.
Everybody's got their cell phone underneath the desk.
Yeah. People don't know this at home, but we have to edit half of what Chris says out.
It's rough.
I just cut it out because I don't know if he's being fucking slurish or not. Like, I don't even know what that means. Better cut it.
I'm sorry.
So this little girl whose name escapes me, who cares, and a little boy.
I think it's Elizabeth, maybe.
Elizabeth, and the boy is Kenny, I believe.
Yes. Kenny, yes.
And he kind of sticks up for them, like, what is she, your girlfriend? He's like, dude, I'm trying to get laid here. I'm trying to get little kid laid here.
Whoa. Little kid laid?
Well, that's like just holding hands.
Dude, that's what Ernest is trying to get.
He's not trying to hold hands, I'll tell you that much.
Find her in bed with an Ernest.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucking horrifying.
It's insane. Like, Ernest would be in jail if this was today.
Well, Ernest does go to jail, but it's not for
actually, I believe at this point in the Ernest timeline, Ernest has already gone to jail.
Oh, he's already beaten the rap?
He's already gone to jail. He's already gone to camp. He already saved Christmas.
He has not planned his trip to Africa yet, to my knowledge.
You know what? Wild guess here. I haven't seen it, but that's possibly the most problematic of all Ernest movies.
I would say so.
Now let's talk about what would be the Ernest high points.
Okay.
Goes to jail, right, Chris? That's probably the best Ernest film.
That is, but I would actually say that Goes to Camp is the more popular.
It is.
I think more people know about Goes to Camp.
Goes to Camp
and Saves Christmas just because it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, no, fuck Saves Christmas.
And it's a piece of shit.
But Goes to Camp, the problem with that is it's a little too realistic.
Yeah,
you know,
I would
it's
say kind so.
Of not that and it the, is, but that like you're like, holy shit, he's doing this with real kids now.
What yeah. these the scared stupid kids are fake kids?
Oh, they seem fake to me.
They all look like models from a fucking JCPenney catalog. By
I'm
the
sure
way.
That's where they got them.
They're all wearing like Wrangler jeans.
They didn't get them from an acting catalog, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
much.
It wasn't that.
They
wasn't that.
Cut to Ernest, who is in a garbage truck because he's a sanitation worker.
That's
right.
correct.
Right. Yes. Who did we mention that also the descendants are all going to be dumber?
Oh, that's right. The troll curses them.
Curses Phineas that all the worlds throughout time
will get dumber by the generations.
So he's supernaturally stupid? Is that the idea?
Exactly.
Cut to Jim Varney's stupid face.
You know, when he vanquishes the troll, spoiler, he should like put glasses on and talk like Tony Randall. Like, it all comes back.
Some soft jazz comes on.
Yeah.
That would be great. Ernest just becomes, like, a huge, like, ladies' man.
Yeah.
Like the Nutty Professor.
Yeah. Why didn't they do that?
Oh, that would have been great.
Or it's like a phenomenon. Then he dies, like, shortly there. Like, he's really smart. He's speaking Brazilian to people.
Yeah. Speaking Brazilian.
Speaking Portuguese.
Oh, man. And then Babyface and Eric Clapton make a song about Jim Varney. That would be great.
It's called fucking Tears in the Trash Dump.
So he like nearly dies in the first scene. Like he's
yes.
He almost gets Casey Jones'd. Like
he's shredded.
Like, yeah, because he's driving a dump truck with his dog named Rimshot.
Yeah, and let's just, you know, there's a lot of calling for this dog in this movie. And it's a lot of like, you know, the sound design in Ernest Scared Stupid is quite rich.
Uh-huh. Yes,
a lot of layers. Much. So when they're yelling things like, hey, Rimshot... It's getting overshadowed by dump truck sounds and kids screaming and trolls farting. So most of this movie, you're just hearing the word rim job all over the place. Just put that out there. This is a fucking movie for kids.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, rim job. Oh, hey, rim job. Get over here. Oh, my dog, rim job's dead. Oh, rim job's dead.
Yeah, you don't want a dead rim job.
No.
Oh, man, that's
those
a
are the absolute worst.
That's a waste
of
a Saturday night right there.
So, yeah, he's getting crushed inside. Like, the dog, like, accidentally starts the thing. He's Casey Jonesing him to death. And, like, before. And the problem with Ernest is he lives in a kind of Deadpool-esque world where he's talking to the camera the whole time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, he's aware of the audience, I guess. He's, like, making gags as he's near death.
He's near death, but he's still finding time to make
some
jokes.
But that's the thing. You would think in those situations, like, they're expressing their inner feelings or something. Yeah. Like, so. No, he's performing more.
He's always on, dude. He's like the Joker.
Jim Varney as a Joker, that would have been pretty something.
That would have been cool. He's built for a Riddler, but yeah. The Joker would have been cool.
Was the Riddler just a little paunchier? Is that the idea?
Is Ernest fat?
No. I mean, just because I feel the Joker's like super skinny, right?
Or
like,
oh, I don't
know. Depends on Jack Nicholson's plan.
I always thought Joker had to be a little taller than Riddler.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, are we measuring Varney's now? Do we know this height? Does anyone know his height?
I don't know. He's been dead for years, so he's probably pretty short.
All right,
let's
skid a corner on the line.
Well, he was young this whole time. He died at 50 in the year 2000, so like he's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
He looks like, I mean, like, he was a chain smoker, which is contributed to his death.
Oh,
so
sure.
So it's very clear, like.
Oh, well, also, like, in you know, all the Ernest voices, it's quite clear he's he's near the end of this. I think he died in, like, 99?
2000.
Oh, 2000. Yeah, so he's got 9 years to live. By the time Ernest Scared Stupid came out, you think he'd be doing better with your time, managing it more
appropriately. I don't think he knew. Do you, do you know that you have 5 years?
Oh, shit, is that it?
Oh, he called it. Siskatradamus.
Do not worry about Andrew Jubin.
Oh, no, you just sealed it.
What'd you do? Why you do that?
If I go out tomorrow and get hit by a fucking bus.
You're going to be fine.
I'll have to leave you the password to my computer so you can edit this episode.
Clear your web history.
Also that. The kid saves him. The kid does, Kenny does like a fucking John Wayne impression. And I'm like, dude, what are you knowing?
How does this kid know
John Wayne?
It's so, and he says it to like this little girl, you know.
He's like talking her up a bit, yeah.
And, you know.
And she knows John Wayne.
Yeah, it's, what is going, I feel it's like this dumb fake town.
Well, it's Missouri.
These kids like sit around watching.
They
like,
just keep on watching Stagecoach every fucking day.
They're sitting around on a Saturday morning watching Turner Classic Movies with their dad.
Yeah, their dad puts on John Wayne movies, and if they move, they get hit. Right back of the head. You watch the Duke.
You watch the Duke in this house?
Oh, and some people were raised on the Duke.
We pay attention to the Duke.
And then she's like, Dad, did you know that his real first name was Marion? And then he gets another slap in.
Right upside the face.
Here, balance my beer can on your head.
But it was the 90s.
Yeah,
that was legal in the 90s. You were allowed
you were allowed to smack anything you wanted.
So it's when you realize, by the way, that like Ernest is his only friends in town are these children.
Yeah, he's hanging out with these kids 24/7, man.
And it's problematic. It's problematic.
24/7. I don't know why that's.
Oh, I got that because two meth heads were fighting outside my apartment one day, and this lady was like, "He is always harassing me 24/7," and it just turned into my vernacular.
Yeah.
I get most of my quips from meth heads.
And they're in rich supply these days.
So Ernest is actually working for the TV show Hoarders, I think is the idea. Like,
right.
it's a last act kind of Hoarders thing. Because Eartha Kitt's house, poor Eartha Kitt in this movie, by the way.
Well, I mean, why?
Wait, why? What do you mean? Why? Well, why poor? Isn't this like her career high?
No, I mean,
this like the best she's done?
I mean, why? Why is she doing this?
Yes, that's
what like, do you mean, why is she doing this?
Didn't the people
this is a
from
great
ba-
opportunity?
No, it's not. Stop. Stop it.
I mean, what was she ever in?
The Batman movies. The Batman show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 30 years prior.
Eartha Kitt should have been able to retire on Catwoman. And it's fucking unfortunate that she's in this movie. And I thought it was going to be a thing. I've seen this movie before, but I didn't remember, like, beat for beat. I haven't seen it 50 times, like a certain
I've seen
Chris Cabin.
Exactly 50 times.
See, oh, let's get into that now. Because you were, you know, throwing all that shade around about how some people saw it more than others.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think me and Chris saw this a bit growing up. We didn't grow up together. Didn't want to imply that. But no. I've seen it like easily 10 times probably.
Really?
It was one of those movies that was always on.
Yeah.
And it was a curiosity. Like, here's the thing.
How can you be curious after the first time?
You saw it, you're like, well, I fucking saw Ernest Scared Stupid.
No,
that's
but
that.
What I've returned to it, I guess, and because like...
what kept bringing you back?
Because, like, it is, it's scarier than most movies of this type.
That's correct. It's not for children. It's not for children.
It's an actually kind of creepy movie. I mean, even now, I was creeped out by portions of it.
It's a hard PG.
So I think that's what I came back for.
Right. And meanwhile, Andrew and Steve, the cool dudes, are like, I've never heard of Ernest before. I'm cool.
Dude, I've seen a shit ton of Ernest movies, including one. I've seen it multiple times, but maybe like five.
Okay.
It was a total, it's on HBO all the time.
Exactly.
He didn't get hooked, we did.
I think I checked out after jail. I was like, you know what, man, you can have my Ernest card, because I didn't care at this point.
I stopped after
and
this.
And I might have been afraid of this movie, FYI. I'll be also honest. That is, I saw the picture of that troll, I might have been like,
It is a gross monster.
It's disgusting.
The troll's also ugly too.
Oh, bravo! Good job, rim shot.
No, but
call
like,
me rim job, please.
My father's rim shot. No, I think I checked out of this because I've never seen Slam Dunk Ernest. Ernest Goes to Africa. Ernest Rides Again.
Wait, Rides Again?
He rides again.
There's another one.
I think that's when he gets into the equestrian arts.
I did not see those three, actually, at all.
Those are all the directed. Wait, so what is going on in Rides Again? What is he doing? Is he physically...
I haven't seen Rides Again.
Oh, I thought you said you saw it.
No, I didn't say I saw it. I stopped at this.
Oh, you stopped at
like
this.
Like a sane person does.
Oh, you stopped at this and watched it 50 times, like a sane person does.
It was like the last great movie of a great director.
Oh, wow. Shut the fuck
Wait,
up.
Wait, did John Cherry die too?
No,
John Cherry still lives, and yes. I think I read on the Tribune.
Saw him on the bus.
He's trying to...
Wait, did he say 24x7?
No, he said 275 to get on. No, I read on the Tribune that he's got like an Ernest memorabilia room in his house.
He does.
Oh,
and he has the troll head from this movie.
Oh, yikes.
And he has it like adorning something. I'm like, man, you just like encase a nightmare in your home.
Yeah, that's like the Insidious. That's like the what do you call it there? The fucking...
Annabelle the doll.
Yes, in the movie The Conjuring. It's like The Conjuring room. You got all these like living nightmares in your house.
Do not get that. And I forgot about that when I watched Conjuring 2. Like Patrick Wilson goes in there at the end. I was like, you stupid bastards. Burn it all. Burn it.
Well, in real life, they were con artists. So none of that shit mattered. But now what I'm interested in is this Ernest room.
Uh-huh. They got Ernest's cap and his fucking denim vest.
Oh, man. Charge admission.
I'm sure he's thought about it. Oh, I'm sure you can go there.
Oh, he could have profited off of Jim Varney's death. Sure.
Good time.
Look, it's almost 2017. Like, we're coming. Listen, you got 3 years to plan for it. The 20th anniversary death. Of the death anniversary of Jim Varney,
right,
like
going to come back to like Andy.
No.
That'll
no.
make everybody feel great. Hey, let's celebrate the death anniversary of our beloved Jim Varney.
Well, we're remembering him. Okay. We've been without him for two decades.
No. The move is, it's his 100th birthday, everyone, or it would have been.
It would not.
Well, that's still a long ways off. Then,
yeah,
he died at 50.
Oh, right.
So in 2020, we still got another fucking 30 years.
A bold prediction. No one in this room is going to see Jim Varney's 100th birthday. I'll tell you that much.
No, Steve. Really?
Yeah, not a soul in this.
Well, according to Cisco, I'm getting hit by a bus tomorrow.
Well, that's true. But think about this. We might...
We might. They're going to invent space pills and we'll be rocket cars. And
I would love to be cryogenically frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Just an FYI.
Well, yeah, I don't know if we can afford that.
Wake up in, you know, like the 2001 situation or like Alien.
Oh, yeah. Like you wake up and an alien's cutting you open.
Yeah, have a real adventure.
What the hell is this thing?
I didn't sign up for this.
Oh, you wind up in that Choose Your Own Adventure book, Space Draculas.
Space Vampires. Oh, yeah, that was my favorite one. Mm. Hey, we're supposed to be talking about Ernest.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a garbage man.
He's a garbage man. He's like Hoarders, he's been ordered to clean up this Eartha Kitt's house because she's got a bunch of shit in front. So he's the, what's that guy, Dan something Paxton?
Is this a person from Hoarders?
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Oh, I thought you were, my lifeline. No,
no.
All right, well, he's like a Hoarders
guy. Bill Paxton hosts Hoarders?
This is a guy who's an organizer who always talks shit to people right to their face when he's cleaning the house.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name.
It might be Paxton. Whatever, he's like that guy. So he has to go in and like the sheriff who looks like Ted Cruz. And who happens to be Kenny's dad, and the mayor who looks like he looks like a very budget Emmett Walsh a bit.
Yeah, he kind of looks like
there's a Ned Beatty-ism there.
Yeah. It's like that.
That's like half the country, by the way.
When Ned Beatty fell out of a car in the Superman movies, this guy did it. He was the guy that got fucked in the ass in Deliverance. He was like, all right, get him in here.
Billy in here.
His fucking ass double.
Billy. Wow. Billy, get in here.
Rim shot.
What's ridiculous about this whole scenario is like the mayor and the sheriff are like, now, Ernest, we told you to clean up that old witch's house and you got to do it because you're the town's only garbage man.
What? Yeah, I don't
know. Ernest should have a team of garbage men with him.
Well, it's a small town.
I mean, it's clearly a fantastical fucking world.
That is true.
I expect realism from sanitation departments no matter what the movie. There's nothing more important than trash pickup.
That's true. And actually, this town would be overrun with garbage because this guy's stupid and he is unreliable because all he wants to do is hang out with the kids and eat grilled cheese sandwiches.
Very unlike our good friends in waste management.
Yeah. The mafia. Let me we love the mafia. You.
Yeah. Yes. We're doing a great job.
Pro mafia show. Pro mafia.
So there is a pervert in a bee costume later who says that his trash hasn't been picked up for like 20 weeks or something.
Wait, why is he a pervert?
I don't know. He's got a bee costume on. That's kind of perverse.
Well, it is Halloween.
Okay, I guess so. But he also has like eyeliner, like
it's an in-depth fucking bee costume.
Well,
maybe it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Sure.
Oh, no.
You guys can go and believe that. I'm going to believe reality.
No, maybe he's going as the girl from the Blind Melon video.
It was the 90s? Oh, that makes sense.
He's not wearing glasses. Stop with that bullshit.
Hey, listen, it was just a thought. Just putting it out there.
So he goes to Eartha Kitt's house. He gets scared by her because she's scary. She's a scary witch kind of a thing. And, you know, she's doing Eartha Kitt things, you know.
I guess so. It's a waste. It's a waste.
Yeah.
Is it?
Like, you're trying to...
Why didn't Eartha Kitt ever play a bee? Because she's got a perfect voice. She should have been in B-movies. She should be every character in B-movie.
I think she was... and she died in, 2008?
Oh, she's dead?
She's dead. Oh, she's long dead.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wow, we could do two museums in one.
Dude, the Eartha Kitt Museum? It would just be a Catwoman costume.
Yeah. She... Just a Catwoman costume, correct? I was trying to help.
There were a couple Catwoman.
But so she pulls a flamethrower on Ernest. That's something.
That is something. Something quite over the top and unnecessary. She makes
iron
iron art. Yeah. It's really just welded garbage.
She does a lot of welding.
It's welded garbage.
He's like, can I throw this away? And she's like, no, I'm going to sell that on eBay. And then they're like, can I throw this away? No, I'm going to go to a swap meet. And it's like, dude, you're not going to do any of this, you filthy pig.
she's just a hoarder, but she's making her own garbage, which is interesting. It's not just old newspapers. She's forging her own filth.
So there's these bullies, these fat bullies, one with the best mullet I've seen.
Oh, the Murdoch brothers.
The Murdoch brothers are really something.
The Murdochs are interesting. So they're like the sons of the mayor. They're like the bullies. It's the kind of family where like one of the kids would die in a motocross accident in summer. You know, you always knew one of those families growing up.
Oh,
in 20 years are going to be the family from Nebraska. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And these kids are like bullying poor what's his name, Randy?
Kenny.
Oh, pardon me. Yeah,
they're making like a haunted house, like Kenny and his girlfriend, and then this kid who talks like Hank Hill.
I think he's Danny or Joey.
He might be
Joey.
We'll call him
Joey. I think
Joey.
It's Joey.
You know what? These are American kids.
Yeah. They make like a little tree, a little fort that's going to be scary, and then these kids knock it down. They go to Ernest, obviously.
like you would when you need advice.
And they're like, Ernest, what do we do here? And then Ernest starts like morphing like the genie in Aladdin into different characters. And speaking of YouTube, by the way.
This is YouTube, man. This is any of those goddamn YouTube people.
He's so. Can I count it?
Podcasts all the way. Am I right?
he's like a sassy old woman.
Yeah.
He's a sassy, less older woman.
He's an Ottoman,
which looks like a Mad Max.
Yes.
Kind of. That's where the brown face.
Yeah,
comes
that's also
in.
The brown face.
Thanks a lot, Jim Varney.
Well, yeah.
It's goddamn. Speaking of John Wayne, it's the fucking Conqueror, dude.
It's true. He also tries to pass himself off as an Italian in this as well as a Roman.
Oh, right. He's playing like a Roman centurion.
Botswana lumberjack. Thank God he doesn't go into any type of blackface.
What is with Ernest B. Worrell has a beef with the nation of Botswana, and I don't know what's going on. He keeps laying into Botswana.
Well, he says they defeated the Ottomans.
But then he's also dangerously obsessed with the Ottomans.
That's true.
And these kids don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know who would ever get this.
He is painfully ignorant. I think that's what we're getting at here. And it's wildly stupid to the point of danger. You were correct to have caution.
I mean, if you're hanging out with your young friend, the last thing you want to do is dress up like a Roman soldier. Just don't even put that costume on.
Yeah, if you are a 40-year-old man and your best friend is 10 and you're dressed up like a Roman centurion, you just might be in earnest.
And exactly how are you changing with this kid? If you're doing the whole show, I think there's a lot of stuff there that I am really uncomfortable even thinking about Varn.
It's quite possible we're overthinking Ernest.
I think we are, because I think this is just like his imagination.
Yeah.
And in real life, he just looks like a crazy person. Like,
because I think at one point, on the bus, by the way.
Exactly. Whoa, 2x4.
Ottomans. Ottomans.
There is one point where the kid's like, he says something like, you know, there's no time for your voices or whatever. It's like, yeah. If I was like a 10-year-old kid and I went up to this like 40-year-old man baby and I'm like, oh, this dude might be my friend.
He might be.
Jury's still out.
First of all, he's not. But sure.
Yeah. But then he's, well, I'm a stupid 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, sure.
And then, like this dude starts doing voices. I slowly back out of the You know what I mean? Like that's the end of it. I'm never going near this dude again.
He's trying to be like one of your fun cartoons. You like the cartoons?
Yeah, you know what? The cartoons aren't going to fucking touch me in the woods.
Well, what if they could?
So funny you should say that.
We think it would look a little something like this.
Exactly. cut to Ernest in a costume.
Hey, Vern, get the duct tape.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, my 20s, while being a lot of fun a lot of the time, were pretty rough. I wasn't exactly rolling in dough. I lived at home until I was about 25, and for most of it, I didn't have this show or you lovely people in my life. I just kind of drifted around without direction and didn't know where to voice that. Then I started to get my crap together one piece at a time, and the last piece, which didn't come until my early 30s, was therapy. And man, I wish it came along sooner. Ever since I started sitting down as a licensed therapist, I've had a place to voice my insecurities and try to fashion plans to help me achieve my goals. So that's why I'm thrilled we're sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be flexible, convenient, and suited to meet your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and the good thing is you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/WHM today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WHM.
Mm,
This episode's brought to you in part by Rocket Money, and they have this question for you. They handed to me just now. Mr. Rocket just handed me this. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they pay around $80 a month on subscription services, but the actual total is closer to $200. If you don't know exactly how much you're spending every month, you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. And with Rocket Money, you could lower those bills without resorting to having bean dinners every day of the week. You know, you have those bean dinners to try to save some few bucks, but if you were monitoring your spending with Rocket Money, you didn't necessarily need to eat every bean dinner. So find out what all the fuss is about. You know, over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, like the Stars app. Don't get me started. You don't have to go through all the back end of the website anymore. You don't have to call customer service. Rocket Money helps you manage all your finances in one place as well and categorizes everything. It's easy to keep track of a whole budget. Even I can do it, and I got rocks in my head. So find out what 3 million people have already done. They've taken the Rocket, folks. Stop throwing the money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/WHM. That is rocketmoney.com/WHM. Once more, rocketmoney.com/WHM, which stands for We Hate Movies.
No Vern in this movie.
No Verns at all.
No fisheye lenses either. That's a big problem.
What? Funny you should say the woods, because Ernest's big idea is, hey, let's all go to the woods,
right?
And build a treehouse where no one can hear you scream, or where you can just hang out with me,
right? Because you need
deep into a wood.
This is because you need the high ground, which is how the nation of Botswana defeated the Ottoman Empire.
Yes,
according to Ernest.
Yes. So now and a hardcore history.
So he builds a fort, and it's like, you know, super Double Dare-ish. There's like elevators and horse shit. And
it's
all sorts
it's
of
an impressive treehouse, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's car parts and other things.
The kids come over, they get hit with pizzas. I'm like, what are you wasting food for?
Right, exactly.
They waste a lot of pizza. That's like, I would say at least 20 pies they go through.
Listen, show me a pack of children that are just going to let a pizza sit unscathed. That's unbelievable.
Those kids are eating that pizza.
And what is it, like dog food? There's canisters of, they're shooting out like a rocket launcher, spraying these fucking bullies right in their face.
You know what? Maybe the thing is, they were not so hungry to eat the pizza because Ernest filled them up on candy.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, right.
So Ernest runs off to Earth the kid's like, oh my God, what are you doing? He happens to build it, wouldn't you know it, on the one tree you're not supposed to build it on, which is the troll tree.
That's embarrassing.
Why wouldn't you put a big sign, build something around it?
It's
man.
Not, well, the early 19th century. It's not that long ago.
Right, right. And this is the late 20th century, where apparently this man who works for the city thinks he can just trespass with other children, with just children from the town, Pied Piper style.
With the sheriff's fucking kid, man.
Dude, you do not want to mess with the sheriff's kid. Get the rest, but don't mess the sheriff's kid.
Yeah, you're playing with fire, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a lot of confidence.
And then
there.
You do construction. Like, these kids
massive would have, construction.
These kids would have been killed on the job site.
Yes.
And you're not supposed to be building on someone else's land.
So he goes to talk Eartha Kitt down. Now the troll starts to come around. Is that the idea?
Well, because
he summons it.
Oh, it's so dumb. He's like, it's like a Looney Tunes thing.
Yes.
He's like, legend has it that if someone says
someone with his last name,
he's like,
sometime at this hour, he's on like, if this
it's,
day,
if it's the day before Halloween, like today, if a whorl like me recites the following phrase, and he does it, then this troll is going to come back to life.
And oh, and then I got to knock 3 times.
And I am just grabbing my stomach because it hurts to laugh that much.
I mean, I don't remember watching this as a kid, but like, if you saw this 50 times, you have to remember some of those times watching it as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Were you laughing? Were you laughing at the hijinks of Ernest?
I think there's a couple laughs in there.
This definitely was not a laugh. This was a smirk.
Right.
You're like, oh, Ernest.
I'm like, just like, oh, you fool you.
He's
like,
getting into it now.
I will say I did enjoy when he would say,
yes.
That was the thing I enjoyed. And there's a joke coming up in this movie where in my home, I didn't get a legitimate laugh, but I wrote down, I could see myself laughing at that. Like, that was the only joke where I was like, I could see that that's a joke wherein I might laugh at that.
You shake your lower jaw.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where, I mean, it's been however long since I've seen an Ernest film. Yeah,
a few hours.
But when that happened, it just flooded back to me.
Oh, yeah.
Of like,
yeah.
My parents, God bless them, for not murdering me as a child, because I remember just obsessively doing the...
I remember like getting so pissed off because...
Your mom told you to stop doing the Ernest oohs?
No, I was like, they wanted to go out to dinner, and I forced them to take me to go see Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh, man. We're not getting dinner. One of the reasons I'm not having children, FYI. Continue. Yes.
No, that's the end of the story.
Stories like that are harrowing, man.
It sounds like a nice night at the movies.
So the troll comes back from the grave.
He looks terrifying. He's like 4'8" or something, and he's all like troll head, and he's got like dicks on his ears.
Well, he's got two noses, which is gross.
And they're both running.
He's all head, first of all, which is gross. He's taller than the troll monster should be. I mean, you need yourself like a Kenny Baker-sized motherfucker playing this troll.
You don't have Warwick Davis money, that's for sure.
No, you certainly don't. This is Ernestville. You barely got Eartha Kitt. You had to trick her.
Is it the Batman convention? Yes, it is.
Yes,
yeah, right this way, Ms. Kitt.
We're running it this year, and we're videotaping it at this old house.
Wow, so she's just a crazy bag lady in real life? Yeah. Is that the idea?
Oh, poor Eartha Kitt.
And Ernest is always bothering me 24/7.
Do I get to sleep inside tonight?
No, she had a house.
Dude, I have a feeling Adam West fucking conned all of those people.
Oh, really? You think he's a Shatner type?
I think so.
Okay.
I feel like that show, I don't think was revered as much as we revere today, maybe?
Yeah, it was like a low, and you're right, it was a low stupid, point. It was a low point in the nostalgia. They were punchlines at that point. You know what I mean?
It's not like, I see. Yeah.
Like the nostalgia didn't kick in until like the late 90s. Yeah, that show's genius.
Like, I feel like especially when we get into the 90s, I feel like the tolerance for camp was at an all time low, except for stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. Well, the tolerance for Ernest was sky high,
the
clearly.
The new American camp is what we were into. The industry had bottomed out.
I'll do the new American camp. What's going on here?
Oh, he's an idiot.
I don't know.
Is he an idiot? No. Just an idiot.
Just an idiot.
I stepped on you.
Perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
That's what she did.
That's fine.
So he summons this troll, and this is like the troll comes after Ernest. The kids leave, I think, and then Ernest is alone with this troll.
This was my question. Is Jim Varney doing the voice of this troll?
No, it's just some guy.
Is it Frank Welker?
It's not. I always check these. I'm checking these things because
isn't that unfortunate?
My inbox to explode.
I know. Yeah, my God. Apparently, we didn't mention Frank Welker on the Anaconda episode.
I mean, and who?
The internet cried.
Like, I get it, guys. But you know what?
It's not the Frank Welker Minute by Minute podcast.
Correct.
We'll do that eventually.
We will do that.
A motherfucker's in like 5,000 things.
Yeah.
So we missed a hiss.
I mean, really, talking about Frank Welker being in a movie is like pointing out a tree in a movie. It's like, well, there was a tree in this movie. Oh, you missed the tree. Like, of course, it's ubiquitous. There's fucking trees everywhere.
Just assume that Frank Welker is around you at all times.
Exactly. He's listening right now. That.
So he's fighting this troll, and this is the joke that I almost could consider laughing at, where the troll is scary, and he's like, oh, I sure hope you're from Keebler, and I'm like, oh, that's like a play on...
Oh, dude, you thought the Keebler elf joke was fucking funny?
I did not think it was funny. I thought it was constructed in such a way...
Potential for funny.
It was constructed in such a way in which I could imagine myself laughing.
Right now, if Dennis Miller delivered that line... Yeah.
Oh, looks like we got a Keebler elf here, babe. Saddam Hussein.
I don't know why he didn't just take over for Ernest.
Oh, right.
Put the cap on.
Oh, he could have done it.
No, that's it. You know, Jeff Foxworthy could probably pick that one up.
Oh, dude, if you want to reboot Ernest.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, what was I watching the other
day? Or maybe, dude, old Ernest, like the old Ernest Strikes Again or whatever that Batman comic is.
Oh, well, Dark Knight Returns.
Yes,
the
yes.
Dark Vern rides again.
Yes, exactly.
He wakes it's up like with a mustache and then he shaves it.
Yeah, and it's like this old, weathered Ernest who's just like... He's
done
grown,
with the world.
He's still dumb as shit, but he's grown cynical. You're right, Chris.
Can I ask you guys something? So, Steve said Foxworthy. Somebody said Foxworthy.
I said Foxworthy.
We were watching TV the other night. I don't remember what this commercial was. I don't know if it's like...
Golden Corral.
It's Golden Corral.
Is it Golden Corral?
It's got to be Golden Corral.
So, but have you seen this version, though? It's just a commercial for Golden Corral. And then in the corner of the screen at the end of the commercial, Jeff Foxworthy just pops up and goes, hit. And that was it. And my wife and I turned to each other. We were like... Did you just see Jeff Foxworthy on the screen? And she's like, yeah. I was like, okay, good. We're not fucking crazy.
Well, that's an old provision from Homeland Security that Bush passed. Is that Jeff Foxworthy could watch you from the other side of your television.
Hey, what's going on here on this side?
He has to be in exactly. Right.
So the
and if he's looking into your TV and then he looks up and sees that there's a TV on top of a TV, he might just be watching it.
He has to. By contract, he has to be in 18% of all advertisements.
It was just, yeah. It was like fucking Clippy. Like he just came out, and like that was the end.
Do you need help with obesity? You can get it here.
Golden Corral, man.
Do you need assistance selecting your variety of fucking steam tray macaroni and cheese?
Exactly. Now, if Golden Corral wants us to stop besmirching their good name, they should sponsor the show.
Yeah, how about some fucking gift certificates?
No. Just
ew.
Money will do fine.
Cold, hard cash.
So the terrifying thing about this troll, aside from his appearance, is what he does to children.
Oh, yeah, this is where it makes it not NSF. K.
He feeds them Golden Corral.
And they just fucking shit themselves to death.
That's how he gets the kids, and they're dead now.
The other thing about that Jeff Foxworthy, they dropped it. It was like him. It's like, oh, it's election madness here at Golden Corral.
Oh, he's got a tuxedo on.
No, he's
right?
wearing. He's
like Uncle Sam. Right?
He's like, no, he's like two. He's a Republican like, and a Democrat.
What?
And they're like,
he's two-faced?
Oh, he's like,
oh, I bet that made him sick to his stomach.
Well, that's the thing. It's two parts of the question. Like, you can get ham, and he's like wearing a red tie. He's like, or you can get beef, and he's wearing a blue one. He must have hated. They had to like digitally add that blue tie in. I bet.
I ain't taking this red tie off. You can use a computer to fix it.
So, God. But this troll,
is bone chilling.
The two kids, the guy and the girl, like they're having like a little kid date, and they like he drops her off, and then the other kid.
Wait, I'm sorry to step on you, but you drummed up a memory I had from this movie where I fucking threw up on my couch.
You went on a kid date.
I was on a date with this little kid.
No,
like 2 weeks ago.
Shit.
No, in the movie when this little girl, and they're very like.
Wait, you're talking about in the movie theater where this little girl was?
No, talking about
the film.
Who watching on HBO Go? The stream of Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yes.
Because the kids are basically like a Spanky and Delilah. Is it from Little Rascal or whatever the girl's name is? She gives him like a little peck on the cheek, and Ernest is spying this makeout sesh from the garbage truck.
Are you serious?
And he does like a, oh, don't mind me. I'm just watching kids kiss, Vern. It's fucking disgusting.
Grimshaw is also embarrassed, clearly, by being involved in the moment.
You know why? Because Ernest is emboldened now. He's like, I already been to jail. That'd be double jeopardy. Because, I mean, Ernest is stupid. He doesn't understand how the legal system works.
That movie, Double Jeopardy,
movie
didn't either.
Tommy Lee Jones.
No, that movie didn't get it right either.
Yeah. Yeah, also, I don't think that movie was out yet.
Also, is Ernest Goes to Jail the one where there's an Ernest double that robs
where he's
a bank?
Like vaguely Italian criminal.
Yeah, a lot of vaguely Italian impressions Jim Varney did.
So he separates the third kid, whose name is Jimmy or something,
Right.
And the troll gets him, and he turns him into a wooden doll.
Bone chilling. And also, it's like they freeze in the doll position of like their body.
They're
and
screaming.
Hilariously, this nerdlinger fucking falls in the mud, which is funny. Yeah, and he's like, oh, help me, anybody. Or also Ernest, can someone help me? And he gets frozen, reaching for help.
Ernest replies, and he grabs onto this thing, and it turns out to be the troll. Apparently, the troll...
He can throw his voice.
Yeah. He's got predator powers, because he's doing impressions of people he's already encountered.
Dude, if this troll started gutting these kids and hanging them from trees...
That would be really cool.
There should be a troll cam, for sure, first and foremost.
Yeah, yes. we need troll POV more than you get. You only get it at the beginning of this movie, and that's not fair.
Do you think it's like infrared, maybe?
Well, you get a lot of it, but it's not like going in for the kill. It's all like watching them from afar.
Oh, I thought that was Ernest.
Ernest it mixes. POV. It's pretty avant-garde in that it kind of mixes perspectives.
Yeah. And then little kid Bill Duke shoots up the forest.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I like that.
Ernest they're like, oh, mom, dad, we saw this troll. It's so scary. They're like, don't be hanging out with Ernest so much. I'd be like, no, seriously. No. I'm as serious as a heart attack right now.
Yeah.
You were where with Ernest? Who else was there? Yep. What else happened?
It's the middle of the night.
We're staying up until the morning until we've straightened this out.
We are calling the parents of all the kids.
We're all coming together.
Making sure everybody's home safe.
And you know who my first call is going to be? The sheriff of the town.
But he is the sheriff.
Hold on, I gotta call myself.
but he's
chief or whoever runs
somebody above him.
Well, the mayor's a Murdoch and that guy's a moron.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that's where you'd go up to the mayor.
It's a real O'Doyle rules situation.
You know, here's the thing. Your kids are being mysteriously taken by this man. Time to get the stadies down here.
Oh, totally.
But that's the weird thing. So the next morning
it's guy's been to jail already, by the way.
He's a dangerous ex-con. We should be thankful he got that job.
It's Kenny and the girl, and they're like, did you hear Jimmy didn't come home last night? And they're like, yeah, I know. It's really weird. What do you think the troll did to him? The fucking town is putting Ernest on blast.
Yeah.
There's a child missing. It's a small town. Dude, that's a big fucking deal.
Pre-internet, dude, and this shit used to happen. Mob justice. All right, they don't have, you know, they don't. You know, there was before the Twitter, before you could report this stuff. That town is publicly executing Ernest.
Oh yeah, dude.
And then they're acting like it never happened.
Oh yeah, they will.
That happened.
Pave over his town. They're gonna fucking make it a park.
Well,
Ernest's trailer was never here. Exactly.
They do make it abundantly clear in the early parts of this movie that the entire town thinks he's an incompetent nit. And
well, it's Ernest. Just look at him.
And they're like, why we got a firearm or we got to figure out something because this shit's just not working.
Here's my question. I don't know if anybody in the room will recall, but is Ernest like in this same town in Missouri all the time? Because are these people able to be like, oh, he was in jail. Oh, that's the... But one side could be like, hey, that's the guy that was in jail. But the other side could be like, but that was the guy that saved Christmas.
All right, but you're suggesting maybe he's a drifter, you know?
Right, going from town to town, annoying people.
I actually think that might be it.
Chris, is that right? You're our Ernest historian.
I don't actually remember the... I know this is Briarsville.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the other settings are.
Right. We should. It should be like, you know, it should be ever present. Like, is this Crystal Lake? Let me know.
Exactly.
Let me know.
I think because Briarsville's seen more fucking horror than Crystal Lake has.
Yes.
What with Ernest?
So Ernest goes to Eartha Kitt and is like, oh shit, how do I stop this troll? She's got some fucking bullshit magic book, right? And it's like. And
by the way, she mentions that Ernest is the seventh son of a seventh son.
Yeah, that's fucking strange.
That's some folklore magic right there.
Because I was under the impression that fucking bullshit Jeff Bridges movie made that thing up.
Apparently not.
No,
apparently,
I don't think
there's
so.
Actually a Wikipedia entry for seventh son of a seventh son.
Is there?
There is, but you got to spell out seventh the word.
What an inconvenience that must have been for you.
Hey, man, that's a lot of thinking.
The troll, by the way, has done some another gross thing.
Oh, please.
It takes the after thing of the child.
The doll product.
The wooden doll.
The after thing.
And he puts it
back. You
mean
bones? It's
the wooden doll, and he puts it into the tree.
Oh, right.
In this little cubby space.
Right. It's like Sleepy Hollow.
Fucking, like, wet green things start sprouting out.
Yeah.
These gremlins, dude.
It's very gremlins.
It's really, really gross.
Hey, gremlins, get away from my good friend Ernest. Who's messing with my Ernest movie? I want hot popcorn, cold soda, and a fucking air-conditioned theater to watch my Ernest movies. This is cinema.
Nacho cheese with jalapenos.
Oh, guaranteed. He's the kind of dude who's asking for more than one fucking box of jalapenos at the movie.
I mean, here's a quick tip, a life hack. If if the guy in front of you at the concession stand is 8 feet tall and 400 pounds, just go to the next line. Like, just know if it's longer, you're fine.
Yeah, avoid professional wrestlers.
Yes.
In any line, a bank. Like, is this going to be like, wait, no, help? Well, now I need to open a secondary account. Like, oh, fuck, I picked the wrong line.
Fucking come on, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he's got like 70 items and 10 items or less.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
the coffee, it's always a latte that's not to his liking.
Send it back, coffee?
Hey, brother, I asked for this to be extra hot. The concept of extra hot coffee, by the way. I heard this in the coffee shop. Oh, yeah, you can get it extra hot.
That's a real concept.
Huh? Oh, yeah, extra hot coffee.
It's already hot enough.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I guess they're not going to drink it for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
They just want to have it. Fucking extra hot coffee.
Instead of mittens, they just grab onto it.
The problem is, with this movie, Eartha Kitt's like, so you're the Worrell that's got to like stop this
right,
troll.
Yeah. He's the chosen one.
And then... The problem with Ernest is when you give him a task.
Oh, I see.
It turns out he overdoes things.
It turns out he is a bungler.
Oh, he's a total bungler, dude. He goes to a hardware store and spends like $2,000 on garbage.
Here's a question. Where's Ernest getting this money? This 1990 money?
That's a great question.
That's true.
And he pays for it like it ain't no thing. Like the gag needs to be this hardware store owner is like, all right, Ernest, for all your troll hunting gear, it's $2,000. He's got to be like, oh, hey, Vern, I don't got that. He's just like, swipe.
This is one of the shopkeep is one of the actors, one of the stable of actors.
He's an Ernest regular.
And his little friend Teller, because it's like a Penn and Teller act.
It is something
guys.
Like that. But they're both.
They're janitors in Ghost of Jail. They've been in like everything.
Ghost of Jail, the skinnier, the smaller one, the Teller, as you put it. He is one of the brothers that like runs security for the bank.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. There was a security guard.
But not the other one.
Do you think these guys were all hanging out at Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Just getting ripped at Varney's place, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you going to Varney's
that's
for
the
New
thing.
Year's Eve?
Is it, well, no.
Oh, a Jim Varney New Year's Eve party? Fucking check your wallet, man.
They were definitely calling him in, like, the last weeks, I think.
Of his life?
Yeah, I think.
Well, to see if he was going to have a New Year's Eve party?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, I would hope they were good friends to him. I mean,
that's what I would think that, like, that's when they would come out of the woodwork, if any time.
No, I think it's every year, man. It's just going to Varney's
place. I think it's a crew, man.
Coke Sam shows up or whatever that guy's name is.
Like, no.
It's all waiting until he gets there.
I feel like, minus the obvious double homicide, the life of Jim Varney was much like the life of O.J. Simpson.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody was coming. You see that documentary? Everybody was coming to O.J.'s, man. They were
Bob Costas was there, you think?
Guaranteed. They were talking about the Kentucky Derby all the time.
Here's the thing. If Jim Varney was still around and he invited me to one of his parties, I'd be tripping over myself to get there.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. Dude. Go to talk to Ernest / Slinky from the Toy Story movies? Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
And Jeb Clampett himself. He would be the living Jeb Clampett at that point.
In the Beverly Hillbillies film, which is probably a stay tuned.
Also probably a stay tuned, I would say.
Yeah, Toy Story, definitely.
No, I was going to say, that is a movie that I've definitely seen like 50 times.
There you go.
Beverly Never Hillbillies. Saw it. I've steered clear of the Jim
you
Varney.
Dodged
How?
The Beverly Hillbillies movie?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit.
Man,
you want to talk? I was
Dolly Parton cameo.
it's also peak
Schneider, Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider's all over that movie.
That's a question that I had because this movie has nobody in it. The dad looks like Ted Cruz. Great. Like
Eartha Kitt is the name.
Eartha Kitt is the get. Like, how is there no pre or post Saturday Night Livers in this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, before David Spade hit, they got him from the comedy club.
The sheriff should be somebody.
Yeah, like, or maybe you get Jane Curtin in there or something.
Because I feel like they didn't give a shit. They were like,
Whitney.
Dan Whitney. No, I feel like they were like, we're not making a real movie.
Yeah.
And they're working within the stable.
Yep. Yep. And the profits go right to Varney. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to start divvying all this out.
Hey, man, you want me to keep up these New Year's Eve parties, these Super Bowl parties, these after Thanksgiving parties? We're making these Ernest movies just so we can party.
See, that's the thing is, I guarantee you, no one approached this like it was a real movie. No. It was like making a Sharknado. It's just like, yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah, another Ernest movie.
Exactly.
We never thought it would get this big. Jokes on everybody else. We'll keep making these Ernest movies. You keep fucking falling for it.
So Ernest makes a trap for the troll with all this money. The trap, by the way, is on his garbage truck. It's a trap that says, you know, Troll Hotel, come on in here. And it also says...
Yes.
Free kids inside.
Yeah, this is a fucking Chris Hansen project if I've ever seen one.
If I'm looking for my kid and I'm like, where's my kid? Oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack. I see this asshole driving around in a truck that has free kids inside.
The heart attack.
This guy needs to be sweating it out in county and being beaten with rubber hoses until he gives up the goods.
Lock rubber up hoses. Ernest P. Worrell. Again. Why'd you let him out the first fucking time? You had him.
Well, repeat offender.
They thought he was a master criminal.
That's right. Yeah.
Come on now.
So I don't know. There's a bunch of troll action, you know.
There's so much like...
There's a lot of kids getting fucking turned into statues. Really fucking unsettling.
There's a lot of boogers.
There's a lot of kids getting grabbed. Yeah. A lot of kids getting grabbed in this movie. Like grabbed off bikes, grabbed off the street.
Yeah. Nobody's safe.
That's what childhood is. Didn't you grow up? I was getting grabbed right and left.
My least favorite scene, it's Halloween night, and it's a little girl in her room, and she's like, Mom, there's something under my bed, you know, and she's like, you're too old for this shit.
This mother is a fucking garbage parent.
And by the way, three kids are missing at this point, and she's like, whatever, everyone still has to get to this Halloween party at the fucking gross school.
She's pissed off. She's so pissed that this daughter doesn't want to go to this Halloween party.
Somehow the streets are not lined with police officers.
Like people with like orange vests with like, you know, like lanterns just calling out the names of children.
See, here's
like, come on.
Kids are actually missing in this narrative, and everyone's cool as a cucumber, right?
Nobody knows. Apparently, nobody's found out. Yeah.
Wait, so Steve's getting to the creepiest part of this movie.
So the mother's like, you get in your fucking outfit, and you'll be downstairs in five fucking minutes, and slams the door, and this girl's like, wow, I'm an abusive household. And
this
troll comes out from underneath her bed. And what does he say? Does he say anything or is it just enough that he's there?
It's like, just like a girl.
No, but he gets into bed with her. That's right, catch him in bed with a goblin. That's true. And he turns into a wooden doll and ew and scares and creeps.
It's disgusting.
See here, you're in bed with me now. Man, I'm a troll.
Dude, a Jimmy Durante / Edward G. Robinson troll? Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Right? They're both creepy enough looking on their own. Imagine putting those two together.
It would certainly been better than what we get, which is
one more bit from my fence.
Excellent impression.
Well, he's seen it 50 fucking times. Oh, it's gross.
It's so gross.
The Eartha Kitt's thing is like, oh, we need one. It's a mother's love or the love of a child and all this horse shit.
It's like they have to have a mother's love and
heart of a child and a mother's care.
Yeah.
And
AKA it's a fucking troll. Idiot.
And because there's text in a book that says MI blank and then K, and they can't figure out it's milk.
Right. But that's
spoil alert. It's milk.
But why? Spoil alert. Spoiled milk alert.
Gee, I'm lactose intolerant. Like, why would it be milk?
Because it's like gross. Because
it's a fairy tale, stupid bullshit.
Yeah, it's like they're saying that the milk would deter this troll.
I don't understand.
More double dare horse shit in this movie.
Yeah.
Now just picture someone throwing a glass of milk in Mark Summer's face. That's pretty funny. He'd freak out.
Yeah, I think
he'd freak right out.
I'll tell you this. I think I would too.
Yeah. Dude, imagine.
I wake up one morning. Yeah. I just get milk thrown at me? Yeah.
By a clown.
By a clown? Oh, my Lord. I'd be freaked out.
Well, he thinks because the L is covered up that it's something called Miak, which is what now? And this is
Bulgarian Miak. I don't know. It's
it's a fictional beverage.
I think it's syrup or something.
Yeah. This is where the public never ceases to surprise me because it was like, hey, man, we're doing Ernest Scared Stupid. And all these people were like, oh, but you're going to fucking make fun of Miak. Oh, it's fucking Miak time. I say Miak all the time. I was like,
were people telling you this?
Dude, look on our social media. It's riddled with people talking about Miak. And I was like, are you kidding me? It's like a throwaway gag. Yeah,
but that's the thing. It's a weird thing. You latch on to things as a child and it just turns into a monster. And then you're saying Miak at 28 years old.
In your case, it was comic books.
Exactly. There's this one point where Ernest actually abducts a kid in his troll trap, right?
Oh, two kids.
Pair of them. The Murdochs.
It's the Murdochs. And like the mayor is flipping his shit. He's like, my kids are missing now. God damn it. There is not going to be a Halloween parade.
But I'm definitely not going to call the police at all.
He's at the police station who's just this fucking jerk. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just this dude's house is the police station.
So Ernest is like, I got the troll. You got to see the troll. It's in here. Ew, it's going to be great. Sheriff, draw your gun and fire it whenever I open this thing
up. He also asked if the sheriff would be okay if he crushes that troll to death with his garbage truck compactor.
First. Can I do that first?
And he's ready to do it. He's ready to take these kids' lives.
He's ready to do it. And he should have.
And he does.
These kids are gross. Fuck them.
Well, also, it would just bring his whole enterprise down.
So he opens it, and sure enough, these two kids fall out. They're dressed like trolls, and it's like...
Right, they're the Halloween masks.
They're like the kids in the Scream movie that dress up in Ghostface. Like, what the fuck? Have some fucking respect.
Henry
kids
Winkler's,
are missing.
Henry Winkler's yelling at him.
By Hannity.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Henry Winkler played one frightening principal in that movie.
He did.
Principal Himbry.
Right, yeah.
Don't need to remember that.
No, nope. Sure not.
So I think this is finally when like the town officials are like, you're fucking done with it.
Yeah. No,
Worrell.
They fucking fire him.
He loses his job as a garbage man.
Did they kick him out of town, too? Did I make
that
up?
No, that should have happened.
No.
Yeah, they should run him out of town on a rail.
Right, yeah, on absolutely. A rail.
No, there should have been like a whole like a ritual like they go to.
It's Halloween night, too. Yeah. Why not?
It's Halloween night. It's where the darkest moment of the soul comes out, right? Uh-huh. So the mayor should...
the town square.
Exactly.
The with everybody.
Or, yeah, the mayor should just be like, Sheriff, I order you to open fire on Ernest. I want to see... Worrell on that pavement Worrell.
Ernest Pavement Worrell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, spray his guts and blood and brains all over that.
Or
pavement.
How about a good old fashioned stake burning?
I like that.
It's been decades since this town's probably seen one.
Oh man, think about how
it's
funny.
Been like 30 days. First of all,
speaking about stuff that I might laugh at, Ernest tied up to a stake, fire come up his legs, and he's just like blown at it. Hey, rim shot. Get some water.
I love it, dude. It just turns into Carl Theodore's Dreyer's Day of Wrath.
Sure.
An old witch movie. Mm. Well, check it out. Your Halloween viewing.
Good.
It's bone chilling.
Ooh.
We're talking about witch mania. Burning old
it
ladies at the stake.
Bone burning.
Well, the bones are the things that don't burn.
I think that...
Well, if you burn them long enough, they do. You could definitely get them down there, like in a crematorium.
Well, I feel like in a stake burning situation, what with witch panic, it's like, well, they're dead. That's enough.
Well, yeah. Then what you do with those burnt bones is you want to get out a hammer.
Oh, yeah. Turn them into dust.
You don't want any of those skeletons coming
after
you.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Right?
Is that what they did? I never watched that program, Salem.
No,
heard that
I never
was a sexy
either.
Series.
Was that a series?
Yeah.
Was that Julia Ormond? Is that Julia Ormond or is that the other another lady?
Couldn't tell you.
What channel was this?
I was like A&E or something.
I think it's Lifetime, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, dude, we're burning witches on Lifetime.
Lots changed.
Speaking of witches, Ernest goes to get Eartha Kitt. They go to the school auditorium where there's like 9 people there.
For the hype that this Halloween party's been building up for itself throughout this movie, talk about unattended.
It's like 8 kids in a costume contest.
It's really sad.
Maybe 8.
There's a lame Ninja Turtle walking
around. Oh, I didn't see that.
This older guy in a Ninja Turtle outfit.
They should be sued.
They should be. Man, Ninja Turtle costumes in the 90s were wretched, weren't they? Yeah, anyone here dressed as a Ninja Turtle as a kid?
Yes. Oh, guaranteed.
I did. It's a bad costume.
Every day of my life.
I literally dressed as a Ninja Turtle last year for Halloween.
Did you have a big plastic shell? Or
no, it was really lazy. You get a t-shirt that's got the turtle front and the turtle back. And then a bandana. Uh-huh. And then I went to a bar.
So wait, did you not have like the really cheap one?
I had the cheapest one. I mean,
the one that was just plastic?
Yeah, it had the plastic back and like the
No. Like there was one that was literally just like a plastic sheet.
Like a vinyl sheet that you put on.
With the design.
It was just a green garbage bag?
It wasn't green. It was like white and then the design was there.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Your mother bought you a hefty bag, dude.
She did.
It was a hefty bag that happened to have Ninja Turtles on it.
Dad, now you're a Ninja Turtle. Happy Halloween.
It was a small zipper, and no, it was a piece of shit.
You put a pillow on your shirt, and it makes a shell bump.
Yeah, no,
that's how you save some money.
Why bother at that point?
Dude, frugal Halloween costumes, I'm sorry, just don't go out. Effort or bust.
Yeah,
I could have a pillow in his back. Crooked Hillary has cheap Halloween costumes. PrisonPlanet.tv.com now.
CheapHalloweenCostumes.PrisonPlanet.org.
I might just be Alex Jones for Halloween.
Oh, you gotta take your shirt off, though.
Better get eating.
You gotta rent a horse, man.
Yeah, rent, definitely. And probably kill it, too.
Oh, he ate that horse. Don't worry about it.
Male vitality serum. We ground up that horse into a penis pill, and I'll make you harder than a rock. I'm telling you. Prison Planet.
You know, I was disappointed in the Dunkin' Donuts franchise. They're featured in this movie.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Prominently at one point. They go to like the sheriff's, like the police station or something. And it's like everything is nothing. Like these sets are nothing. And then it's like Dunkin' Donuts. Like there's a box of donuts, but it's like on the top of a filing cabinet in the back of the room. And I'm like,
Ernest has it in his van, too.
Oh, does he? Oh, I didn't notice that one.
Yes.
But it's like nobody's putting... Dunkin' Donuts doesn't take a backseat to anything. Dunkin' Donuts is fucking front and center on a desk somewhere. Just saying. It was stupid of them.
See, now, if you sponsor We Hit Movies, it'd be front and center. Front and center.
Oh, we'd be talking about Dunkin' Donuts nonstop.
Oh, we would run on it.
So the troll breaks up this party, and Ernest is fighting the troll.
Right.
At this point, the troll turns...
Yeah, see, Ernest, see? Cha-cha-cha. I'm going to get your kids and your little dog, too.
The dog gets turned into a wooden doll at this point, which is actually pretty heartbreaking.
Which is the greatest tragedy.
I will admit to be being a little bit bummed out when this happened. I was like, oh, no, Rimjob's a doll.
First, the dog did a great job driving a truck at one point and did hit the troll with the car going in like reverse. Like this car, this dog is doing tricks I couldn't do.
Grade A Toonses.
It's Toonses, the driving dog, dude. I was like, this dog is driving for way too long. Like, it was so accurate, this driving. Pinpoint accuracy.
Well, where is the goddamn pedals? How is he? He's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Now, you got to explain this. Is there a full moon which in the dog morphs into Ryan O'Neill? He's doing all these trick driving. And now Bruce Dern's chasing him.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, you know what? Thank God Bruce Dern never had to be in an Ernest movie.
Oh my
he would
God.
Be great in one, though.
But times,
you got to admit.
But it's nice to know that times were never that tough that Bruce Dern needed to sign on to an Ernest
now,
movie.
Now, Ernest, you better get these cans out of my yard. I don't want any bullshit. Hey, Ernest, you know, I fucking break up this recycling for a goddamn reason, you fucking moron.
I take the time every Sunday.
Hey,
What do you do for the community?
Hey, Ernest, why don't you take a break from mowing my lawn and come in here and schmuck some weed with me, man?
Do you know how to chill out?
Hey, Ernest, can you chill the fuck out for a second? You're killing my high.
You're hanging out with all these kids. You got to hang out with a 60-year-old man with a good supply of weed. We'll put a record on.
God.
Watch The King of Marvin Gardens.
Dude.
Watch his own movies.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
I would...
love to do that. I wish
to
there
just
was
chill out with Bruce Dern, or smoke or, a J, and any... watch his old movies.
Or any old man, really.
You just wanna, that could be arranged.
You want to hang? I'll get you an old man.
Please give me an old man, and I've got King of Marvin Garvin's on Blu-ray. So
yeah, oh, you want to go on OK Geezer?
And you can find one.
Oh man,
that's a joke.
This is, it's the most important scene of the movie because this is like the moment of truth. This is where the town is like, holy shit, that fucking idiot garbage man was telling the truth.
Fucking told you that garbage man had a good head on his shoulders, man.
That garbage man's got some good ideas, man. Tell me how to roll a Godfather joint. Fucking great.
Holy shit.
Wow. That stupid son of a bitch can suck that shit.
It's about weed, but it's fine.
Fucking okgeezer.com.
Okgeezer.com. Yeah, you swipe all over the circle like a crazy person doesn't know what they're doing. Yeah, there's a trick to that chair.
The trick?
Bring it to me.
Oh, my God. Holy mackerel.
I think it's busted.
Did you fucking break that chair?
This chair was a piece of shit. Eric can attest to it.
It was.
It's an IKEA chair that's like 10 years old.
It's still really funny, though.
It's pretty much busted, I think, at this point.
I just looked over and I couldn't believe you were still sitting on it.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, wow. Okay. That chair lives to see another day.
If he falls.
Maybe
right
with
now,
all the funds we have.
Maybe buy some chairs.
Yeah. Chair or two.
Oh, Lord.
Where were we?
So now it's like everybody believes Ernest and it's like, we got to fucking get that troll.
The troll gets one last kid.
Ha-cha-cha-cha.
The Murdoch. He gets one of the Murdochs.
He gets the
got
Murdoch.
One of the Murdoch boys. See, got him back in my place. See, I got him turn him into a little troll doll.
Turn him into my doll.
Got to make him touch wood.
These kids figure out the deal that milk
it's
will
milk
destroy the troll,
and then like Jim Varney's covered in fucking ice cream, and the troll won't like. Eat him. Or whatever the fuck the troll's going to do to an adult, I don't get it.
It awakens my least favorite trope in all movies.
Jim Varney Bukkake video simulation.
Say, I don't want any of that adult heavy cream.
One of my least favorite tropes is awesome kid who's just great at everything and it's just like fucking figures it all out and is high-fiving everybody. And I was like, oh, look, it's awesome kid. He saved the day.
Oh,
yay,
this is Kenny.
Yeah, so Kenny. Yeah. And I mean, like, Macaulay Culkin veers that way with Kevin McAllister a little bit.
Oh,
but,
sure.
But not all the way. He doesn't go all the way, awesome kid.
No, Kevin McAllister's, like, in some peril at some point.
Yeah.
It's not exactly easy street.
He's put in his place a couple times.
He is a flawed character, too.
Yes. He's a complex character.
Yes.
But this Kenny man, he figures it out. They go and rob a convenience store. That's kind of hilarious.
They get a super soaker filled with milk, and he's like, oh, how awesome is this? And he's on his bicycle. I wanted to punch him.
Hey, speaking of Dennis Miller, by the way, I think they stole that shit for fucking Bordello of Blood.
Oh, right.
Super soakers filled with holy water. Wasn't that in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
somebody do some research
about
this.
Well, here's the thing is, in the 1990s, listeners, and especially younger listeners that didn't live through it like we have, You walk down the street in the 90s, you trip over a super soaker.
Oh, yeah, and of all kinds.
Yeah, Nerf guns, ever present.
There was always the one kid in the neighborhood who was like a little too obsessed with the super soaker situation.
Yeah.
Like that motherfucker that had like the backpack extension thing.
And it always leaked.
They're all garbage.
Yeah, that kid would piss all over the place.
It's just plastic garbage.
Yeah. Yes.
That your parents are paying $30 for.
So Ernest turns into like Ash from the Evil Dead. He's like, by the way, the troll raises a bunch of troll army. There's like 12 different trolls.
Right. All little fucking little Brussels sprout egg shits.
Yeah.
Drop into the ground and become other trolls. That get like birthed
that
in
are fully grown.
These trolls, like this troll army, is disgusting because they're birthed kind of like gremlins too, and it's like all different kinds of little trolls.
Gross faces.
And they're all gross. They're all wet.
they all look, some of them look like the Killer Clowns from Outer Space because it's by the same production team, the Chiodo brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Thank God we hired those guys back.
Get them back.
That's
here.
Before they were run out of town. They did Killer Clowns, then this. Like, get the fuck out of here. Get out of movie town.
That's actually what Killer Clowns has over this movie.
Everything?
Most things, I guess. But Dean Wormer from Animal House is in Killer Clowns. Get Dean Wormer in this movie. Possibly revive
him. He would not put up with Ernest.
Authoritarian, you know, hard fist of
now,
Dean
Ernest,
Wormer.
Now, Ernest, you get away from those kids, goddammit!
Yeah, exactly right.
Because, see, that's the thing. Is like, you have him in that movie, then he says it like that. Ernest has no choice. He has to get away from those kids.
Movie's over with.
But like that sheriff, man, that he can't give an order to save his life.
Well, that's the thing that happens to the sheriff. The sheriff gets handcuffed to his own car. One of the trolls
gets eaten by trolls.
Gets eaten, eats his bullets.
Damn,
and the other one
eats your bullets. Man.
And he's almost getting shot in the face, and his little kid with a little super soaker has to save his life.
Actually, during this troll fucking mayhem that's happening. Yeah. Eric's favorite part of this movie is there's definitely a shot of two trolls nailing a clown to a tree upside down.
They're crucifying him.
That is fucking bone chilling.
Why not? And to get back onto the creepy clown thing, they're just like teenagers in dumb outfits.
Yeah, this is clearly because you don't have any like clown phobia.
Oh, yeah, no.
But clowns, dude, are inherently terrifying.
Yeah.
To some people. Yeah, they're terrifying.
To some people.
So it's good to see them get nailed up onto the troll tree.
Yeah, that was a vitriolic for some people.
See here, I'm going to nail these clowns up, yeah.
There's a little bit of catharsis.
Real good.
So a bunch of milk kills a bunch of trolls. Ernest is like Ash
like
versus
Normandy.
Evil the Dead, like hitting these trolls with baseball bats, which
is
I kind of like.
It's pretty great, but again, this isn't a kid's movie. He's like fucking Robert De Niro-ing these trolls, just beating them to death.
And the trolls are ascending up the treehouse, and like it's Ernest and Tommy, and then Ernest yet again channels all these gross characters.
Which is weird, and the characters are now doing the fighting?
I don't get it. And then like at the end of it, Tommy or Kenny is like, You're a great bunch of guys, Ernest. And it's like, what the fuck just happened? It's Halloween, so I guess it's like...
That's the part I was talking about.
You know, it's Halloween. Everybody's entitled to one broad joke.
That goes for our show on the 21st as well.
Yeah, and I don't know. So, like, they defeat everybody, then, like... what's his name? Jimmy? Tommy? Kenny. He's turned into a doll.
Because the main troll turns into super troll.
It's a super shredder situation.
Right,
and
like,
fucking hello, somebody saw Ninja Turtles 2 the year before.
Yeah. His ears grow, which is weird.
He grows tentacles.
Right.
They're genuine tentacles.
I thought it was going to be horns. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a horny troll.
No, they're wiggling.
See, I'm horny
like,
now. Oh,
I don't
no.
understand how anybody was like, yeah, this is exactly the age group that can take this wiggling,
yeah.
Fucking disgusting, wet troll thing.
All right, so you're gonna glue all these dildos to this troll mask, right?
And just hit it so it wobbles.
It's very.
See, I'm growing cocks now. Yeah, Jimmy Durant here.
It's very much like the tentacles.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's really gross. Or like when Beetlejuice shows his other face and you can't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Probably a lot of dicks on the front of that,
yes,
too.
Yes, I would think so.
And he says that milk no longer affects him because, sure, why not?
What the hell? Yeah. You know what? I don't know. I don't know troll lore.
Yeah, this is when Ernest is testing the audience's patience because it's like, you know what, guys? I thought we knew how to fix the trolls. Let's not figure anything else out.
This is a super long 92 minutes.
Ernest.
Yep. I was just going to say, folks, that the secret to destroying the super troll is to make out with it.
Kissing just, goblins.
Yes. It turns out it works.
Make out with a goblin.
Because, yeah, Ernest is like, Eartha Kitt's like, oh, the unconditional love. And he's like, oh, I guess that means I got to tongue kiss this thing.
It's
right?
disgusting.
Or I guess that means I have to like Sound of Music twirl with the troll.
Well, he's hugging goblins, dancing with goblins, kissing goblins.
But there's this funny part where like it's before and he's like, unconditional love, and then he looks around and everyone's like, kill that troll.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, and like as if that's like the wrong response, I guess.
Like, yeah, it's like a cut from Braveheart, by the way.
It's like society
like,
got
through
mad.
The fires. Do it.
But fuck, no, Steve's right. Fuck that. That yeah. This thing should be decapitated. You want to know how to kill a troll? Fucking decapitate.
Why don't try that?
Bludgeon it to death. I
would just fuck like a saw to its neck.
Just like they did to William Wallace.
Yeah.
Right?
Draw and quarter it.
Send that head to the queen.
Totally.
The queen's getting a lot of mail these days. You know? That's
including troll head.
Oh, another troll head. Fabulous.
She was the first person to ever get mail. Probably, right?
Probably correct.
Think about, I'm not a peasant sending mail to another peasant.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
The peasants mailing the queen. Well, saying, help us stop being peasants.
Well, they don't. No one delivers those messages, but the important ones, I assume, the military takes care of.
Yeah.
So this troll gets kissed on the lips and then dies, and it's
when Jim Varney's got like boogers
on his
lips. It's disgusting.
It's really, it's so really gross. Bad.
And when this troll dies,
bad
by the way, it turns into. A bunch of cartoon ghosts, and then those cartoon ghosts dissipate, and right before it goes off screen, you have yourself a high-pitched fart noise, because that's what you want to end this terror, is a nice little squeaker.
Don't that's a little ADR, like, how do we make this scene more dramatic?
She has us little ghosts, she got some unfinished business.
Don't we get, like, a rain of chunks as well? Does it explode?
I don't think so.
That was just in my living room, I thought. Because I was puking watching.
You were vomiting.
Eric says, because rain of chunks.
So all these kids come back, and including like these kids from the Dust Bowl.
Dude, it's crazy, because Eartha Kitt, throughout this movie, she's been carrying these other wooden dolls of kids, and you're like, where'd you get those from? Garage sale? And she's like, all these kids, they're dressed like they're in a fucking John Updike novel, like run out, and they're just like, oh, hey, Eartha Kitt. And she's like, oh, this is my brother and sister. And they're like, how did you get so old? And she's like, I have so much to tell you. And you're like, ew.
So I guess she's like immortal or something a little bit.
Well, I don't think that these are kids from the same era
as the beginning of the movie. You think Ernest's father unleashed the troll at one point?
I think there's an untold piece of Worrell family history.
Oh, man, that's what they need to do. Is like that's how you reboot it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're doing a story. You can, you know, maybe make it another timeline like the Star Trek movies.
You know, if there's a property that needs to be rebooted, it's Ernest Scared Stupid.
I'm actually surprised that nobody's tried to, like...
Like, here's
Ashton
the thing.
Ashton Kutcher get
him. Oh, yeah, he'd be great at it. And now you get the this troll with his all the little ghosts, the unfinished business. He finds a wormhole, goes back in time, and then he confronts Ernest's father.
Uh-huh.
And that's how Eartha Kitt's siblings get taken, and that closes the loop, you know.
Oh, that's good. Oh, then we answer those questions.
This Christopher Nolan's Ernest.
You do great at an Ernest movie, you know. You'd
that's like another instance of you just fold that piece of paper and stick a pencil through it.
Exactly.
Fix the fucking Ernest timeline.
My Ernest movie will work like a clock. It's a fine, well-oiled machine. Insert that. Make that fart noise a little squeakier. Yes, that's correct.
No, he's going out recording actual farts.
Oh yeah, that's
good. That's what it is. Yeah, I don't know. Eartha Kitt just adopts these four Dust Bowl kids, and Ernest has saved the day. And that's pretty much. Well, actually, the
Rimshot.
Heartbreaking thing is Ernest thinks that Rimshot is dead.
Oh, that's a tough scene.
Because all the kids come back, and Ernest is like crying, and Eartha Kitt's like, "What's wrong, Batman?" And he's like, Rimshot didn't come back.
No, the worst thing is that there's nothing in that tree for me.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, God.
Because no little kid came out of it.
That's a good point because he knows damn well he put that fucking dog doll in the car because it is on the dashboard of his truck. And then the dog comes out like, I'm fine. The movie can end. But like, Ernest is like crying. Like, Jim Varney's got fucking tears streaking down his face.
Oh, he got there, man.
Well, it's really, it's something pretty questionable, I think. When
the whole movie?
He takes Rimjob and he... Rimjob's licking his face, and they dip out of camera, and Eartha Kitt is just stuck there.
Yep,
and she like looks down, and then looks at the camera like, "That's pretty not good."
I mean, that's the note I made is she is thinking, "Yeah, he's doing stuff to that dog, but what are you gonna do?" Credits roll.
Don't we owe him this?
Why hasn't anyone called cut?
Yeah, exactly. That's her looking at Don Cherry like, please cut. Please cut away from this.
Wrap this up.
It's John Cherry, I think.
Oh, John Cherry. What did I say?
Don Cherry. Isn't that, who's that?
Oh, he's probably jazz. Directed pornography. Yeah,
the jazz musician.
Oh, Don really? Cherry?
I do believe so, yeah. Yes.
Does he live in your building?
No.
He's an old man you're schmucking weed with?
Hey, Chris, want to come over and watch more Ernest movies with me?
Fuck that.
Yeah, Don.
That sounds so awesome. That
does sound great.
Would anybody recommend Ernest Scared Stupid?
No.
Right? Well, Chris Cavan would.
I have to.
Okay.
I gave so much of my time to this stupid piece of shit.
You're obligated, dude. 51 times now?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. I watched it twice.
Wait, for this you watched it twice.
Think
about all these. The sand in the hourglass. Huh?
Yes. It does. It does make you think about it. And it is. It's a terrifying picture. So for that, I say absolutely don't. But just from experience, I have to say yes.
Sure. Okay. Shit. How do you follow that?
I'm sorry. I'll get off my ass. My soapbox.
No, I'm debating now. Like, I feel like it's a no, but. With a maybe.
With a loose maybe thrown in.
Yeah, you know, if you're listening and you happen to be a 12-year-old, and I know they're out there, which is abhorrent. But yeah, maybe this is for you.
I can't in good conscience tell someone to watch a fucking Ernest movie. I just can't.
Not
do
even
it.
The good one.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Goes to jail. There you go.
I rated this movie one star on Letterboxd, and somebody was like, I can't believe one star for this Halloween classic. And I was like, this is the internet, so I don't know if you're being sarcastic, but it's a good chance
aren't. I'm absolutely certain they aren't. Like,
that's a real problem. That's a real problem.
I watched this movie 50 times, and I know for a fact it's a piece of shit.
Chris Cabin.
And nobody should have any nostalgia for this. It's a piece of crap.
What is a better film, this or Spaced Invaders?
Oh, that's a spiritual cousin.
It is.
I think, actually prefer Spaced Invaders.
I think I do too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a stay tuned. You got to see that movie. It's about aliens that come to a small
show. One of them
kind of dresses
up like Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Yeah, and he talks like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, they're like funny little aliens.
They're trying to get like a Ninja Turtle type of thing going.
Oh, really?
You got to see
is
this
anybody
movie.
Anybody in this
kidding
movie?
Me?
I don't think anyone's in it.
I don't know.
Somebody's playing the father, but I forget.
But no, this is actually worth. It's like Ernest.
Bruce Dern is in it.
Done well.
did the makeup team from Killer Clowns from Outer Space do the aliens?
You know, honestly, the aliens look pretty good.
Yeah, I think I remember
the little green men.
This is your standard alien.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Bigger heads.
Kind of, sort of like Little Green Men mixed with ID4.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Right?
Wait, so, Kevin, are you saying that this is the best Ernest movie?
Bite your tongue.
No. I don't think so.
Good.
I don't think goes to jail.
Right?
I mean, I guess if I was going to say the most tolerable is go to jail.
We'll put up an
just because you get to see him behind bars for once,
where he fucking belongs.
That's, I mean, that's like really the.
Let's put up a Twitter poll on @WHMPodcast.
Ooh, I like that idea.
With all the movies, and you guys can vote what is the best.
I think
Ernest
you can only do so many though, so we should probably stick to theatrical.
No, only theatrical. I think that's only like four or five.
Can I just for my sake? Can you say? None at all. Can that be one of them?
No, no. You can reply back and be sassy,
or no, fuck you. You can say all.
Okay.
No, pick one.
That's Ernest Scared Stupid, directed by John R. Cherry III. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over at SideshowNetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and write into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Hey, if you're listening to this the week it comes out, be sure to check us out this Friday at the Jacob Burns Film Center, riffing over Death Spa. I can't wait. You guys haven't seen it yet. Steve has. It's Ooh, fucking crazy.
It's great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. BurnsFilmCenter.org for tickets. Next week, the Halloween Spooktacular comes to a close. We got one more. And it's starring two Academy Award winners.
Jim Varney and...
it's Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey.
Oh, the Lincoln commercial guy.
Yeah, yeah. Him. You know him.
And then the Wild Turkey commercial guy as well.
Yes, that's right. And Bridget Jones' baby herself, Renee Zellweger.
Oh, wow.
Or Wegger. Renee Zellweger.
Wegger.
Yes. It's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Next Generation, Ooh, New Generation, whatever the hell it's called.
Hey, speaking of The Next Generation, on our Patreon page. Oh,
that's right.
We got a new episode of The Nexus that's out.
The Nexus is indeed out. And so, yeah.
You also might notice that this episode sounded better than other episodes. That's because we bought brand new gear because
right.
of all the generous people on the Patreon. And that's how we give back to you guys mm-hmm. better sounding quality.
There you go.
Lesser so comedy, though.
Well, we did kick off. We broke the champagne bottle over the boat by talking about fucking Ernest Scared Stupid.
And if you're a new listener, The Nexus is a Star Trek podcast that's exclusive to our Patreon page. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies.
Yeah, and for those wondering, by the way, we did create the RSS thing so you can put it into your podcatchers and whatever the else you use to listen to stuff, so you sure. should have already
you
had that.
You could get it on the go.
That's right. You don't have to worry about listening to it at your computer, getting in trouble at work.
Oh, I've been there.
Getting in trouble at work?
Oh, I've been there.
So next week, we finally see what Leatherface's bathroom looks like. That's right. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation, New Generation. I can't remember what it's called. It's the one with Renee Zellweger in it. It's fucking terrible.
It's that one.
Until next week, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Steven Seda.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes, that is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
You sick fucks. You've seen one too many movies.
Now, Sid, don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
What's the fucking motion in the
bag? It was an excellent day for